Good afternoon. Probably about 2 hours ago, Major Plowman with the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department retired his position with the department. He also at that time resigned his position with the city county council. Mr. Plowman, at the time of his retirement, was under investigation internally. That investigation was concurrent with a federal investigation. Our internal investigation is now concluded as a result of the fact that Major Plowman is no longer an employee of the IMPD or an employee of the city of Indianapolis. And that's pretty much the statement.
Do you have any concerns that he violated any internal policies or committed any local crimes that would fall within IMPD jurisdiction?
At this point, Russ, there's a federal investigation, and they're taking the lead on all the issues.
Had he not retired, what was the likely scenario of what was going to happen?
We would have concluded the investigation and brought whatever action we thought was appropriate. But I can't comment on that because it's a closed investigation.
Were you prepared to change his job status, extend his 30-day absence, or where was it going to go from today on while you concluded the IAB?
We would have taken appropriate action. He would not have been returned to duty status in the IMPD.
Does that include, Frank, either staying on administrative leave or suspension?
He would not have stayed on administrative leave, nor would he have been brought back and reinstated in his position.
At any time, did he cooperate with the internal IMPD probe, give a statement, anything like that?
He did cooperate with our investigation, yes.
And would the IMPD, when you said it was concurrent with a federal investigation, does that mean there were IMPD internal policy?
We were notified that the federal government was conducting an investigation. We have fully cooperated with that investigation. Their investigation caused us to initiate our investigation. We were advised by the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office.
What was the gist of what his possible internal violations were?
I can't comment on it because it's a closed investigation.
What was his demeanor?
I think it was a difficult day for him. You know, he had 23 years with the police department. I think it's a tough decision to come to retire under normal circumstances, and I think this situation made it more difficult.
What kind of day was it?
The police department, the IMPD, has a long history of integrity and professionalism and serves its community in that manner. We will not in any way, shape, or form tolerate conduct that is inconsistent with our policies, procedures, or the ethical standards of the city.
Frank, there's always been speculation, not getting to sort of the heart of your investigation, the compromise that happened federally, that part of this might have stemmed from sort of the off-duty activities that some officers engage in, maybe some of those part-time employment activities. Is the department sort of reviewing what officers are not allowed to do off the job? Like I said, not speaking directly to the investigation, there has been some discussion that this may have been tied maybe more to that aspect of what it is.
Anytime, Abdul, there's an internal investigation, it should and it does cause this organization to review the policies and procedures that it has in place. Our job, my job, the chief's jobs, is to protect the integrity of the IMPD. So when an investigation is initiated, regardless of the conclusion, I think it is both appropriate and necessary to review the policies and procedures. And that is ongoing at this point.
Would you be willing to release Lincoln Plowman's off-duty work permit in his record?
You'll have to check with the council in terms of whether we can release that or not.
Brian, what does this do for the council?
Well, as Director Straub stated, he submitted a letter of resignation to me a little over an hour ago, which in essence vacates his seat by law. We have 30 days to have a special caucus election for his replacement. I've spoken to the county party chairman and hope to have that special caucus before our next meeting on the 22nd, if possible. I'm not sure that it's logistically possible, so that the folks of that council district will have full representation.
Andrew Mansfield filed an ethics complaint. I'm assuming that now that Councilor Plum has resigned, it's a moot point.
It is. Frankly, I'm not sure that it was going to be that fruitful when it was filed. I had spoken to Councilor Plowman early last week and asked him to consider, among several possible scenarios, resignation and its potential impact on the council and him personally. The ethics complaint was really more of an inquiry, asking about facts of the investigation, which, frankly, the federal government's not compelled, nor would they comply, and turn it over.
Did you ask for his resignation? Is his resignation relieved
to you? I did not specifically ask for his resignation. I asked him to contemplate whether or not that was in the best interest of him and the people he represented. It is a relief in the sense that, you know, any time an elected official is under investigation, it becomes a distraction to the core responsibilities of that office. And unfortunately, the council has had multiple occasions over the last several years to have such a distraction, and I'm glad that we can put it past us and move forward now.
Ryan, you're not bound by IMPD rules. Did anything Lincoln Plowman is accused of doing reflect either on the ethics or image of the city county council or on some votes that have been cast at the council level?
I think the answer to that is maybe, mostly because I don't know what Lincoln Plowman is accused of doing. There's obviously an investigation taking place at the federal level. No one from the FBI's office, United States Attorney's office, has contacted me with any facts specific to that investigation.
Did Lincoln Plowman ever indicate to you what he thought the investigation was going
to? No.
What did he say in his letter?
It was simply a one-sentence statement that said that he resigned from the council effective this date.
Mr. Strzok, can you talk about the idea that, I know there's a federal investigation going, but that you have allegations apparently of misconduct by an officer, and the department isn't going to fully investigate those. I guess, is this normal that the department would allow another agency to do all the investigation?
As I said, the federal government initiated the investigation. They made us aware of the fact that they were conducting an investigation. They asked us for our assistance and cooperation in the investigation. We provided our cooperation. We provided our assistance. It is a federal matter. Any specific IMPD policy, procedure, rule violations, if they were to have occurred, it's really, as Mr. Vaughn said, a moot matter at this point because he's no longer an employee of the department.
Are you confident that any, perhaps, internal IMPD policies he violated remain with Lincoln Plowman and did not impact or involve any other IMPD personnel?
There are no other, to our knowledge, there are no other IMPD personnel under investigation by us at this time. Relative to what the feds are investigating.
Have the federal investigators spoken to other IMPD officers and questioned them regarding this case, and have you been questioned regarding this case?
I haven't been questioned, and I don't know who else the FBI, the U.S. Attorney, or any other federal investigator may have talked to.
They haven't contacted you about perhaps talking to someone?
They have not. No, they have not.
When did you or when did IMPD first realize
I don't want to comment on the specifics of that because it is an ongoing federal investigation. I think it would be inappropriate for me to comment on that.
Why was Lincoln Plowman transferred from oversight? oversight of the reserves program to planning and administration? What was the effective date of that?
That happened before I got here. So it would have happened before January.
Has anybody questioned you through the FBI or anybody else questioned you or other council members regarding this?
I can't speak for other council members. No other council members indicated to me that they've been questioned. I have not been contacted by the FBI or the United States Attorney's Office.
Before I let you go, obviously, once again, we're sort of here, you know, the Chief's conference room. IMPD's had some issues in the past, albeit almost kind of vague, and we're not quite sure exactly what the crux of the allegations are. But what does this, once again, say about public confidence in the department?
I think it's a pretty strong statement. I think it says that as soon as this police department becomes aware of potential misconduct, and I'm using the word potential, that we immediately initiate an investigation, that investigation is thorough, it is relentless, and we will not tolerate, as I said earlier, any form of misconduct, policy and procedure violations, or unethical behavior on the part of our staff. And if we are contacted by another investigative agency, we will cooperate with them, because at the end of the day, our obligation is to protect the integrity of this department.
Can you talk a little more about why, just because he resigns, why that would stop any sort of enforcement of any inappropriate conduct?
Because our investigation was an internal administrative investigation. It was not a criminal investigation. It was an administrative investigation. If he is no longer employed by the city or by the IMPD, it becomes a moot point in terms of whether he did or didn't commit administrative violations. He's not employed by the city anymore.
Did the internal probe find anything beyond and separate from the federal investigation?
As I said, we conducted our investigation concurrent with the federal investigation, and you'll have to talk to the feds because...
I realize the federal investigation will take precedence, but I'm wondering when your guys start looking at it, we found stuff over here that even the feds didn't know about that's even more of a concern for us because this is internal.
I can't really comment on that because, again, the federal investigation is ongoing.
Lincoln Palmer is formerly the number two man in charge of the investigation unit, which obviously handles a lot of sensitive issues. And there's a lot of judgment calls there about which cases get investigated and how they get resolved.
Right.
Did any of this have to do with his work as the number two man in charge of the investigation?
I can't comment on that. That's, again, there's an ongoing federal investigation, and I have to be judicious in my comments.
Depending on the outcome of that federal investigation, do you see anything that could endanger his police pension?
I'm not completely sure of how his pension works. My understanding is pretty much nationally across the country. Once you have earned the time, and if people from the council's office want to jump in, once you've earned your eligibility for the pension, you typically collect your pension.
So not directly this to this case in particular, if a former employee is found to have committed a crime during his tenure here.
I think the law is fairly consistent that does not necessarily in and of itself negate somebody's ability to collect their pension.
Is there any reason to go back and revisit any cases he might have overseen as a supervisor as a result of your internal probe and the FBI investigation?
I am completely confident that in the course of doing our investigation, we looked at the issues that were relevant and important for us to look at concerning his behavior and his employment in the IMPD.
And what did you find out or what did you decide? Are there any cases that you're going to send detectives back to re-look at that he had supervisory control?
The federal government's doing their investigation, and I can't comment on any of that. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen and ladies.